Everything we do is by faith when it comes to God. And we're getting ready to put our faith to work again this morning in our tithes and our offerings. And we're going to be looking at a very well-used verse this morning. It's not the first time you've heard it, and I'm sure it won't be the last. It's 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 9. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Well, that word purpose in the Vines Dictionary means to take by choice, prefer, purpose. Now, in the Webster's Dictionary, it's about the same. It means with a definite purpose, intentionally, deliberately. We have to purpose in our heart, in our spirit man, what we're going to give to God. We make that decision deliberately, purposefully, what we're going to do. Every day we have to do that. We have to make a purposeful decision for God. And each time we step out in faith and see God moves, it makes us excited, doesn't it? Don't you like to see God move? I certainly do. And it makes us cheerful about what God is doing. And when we give tithes and offerings to this church, we're also giving into the 13 different ministries that we support here. Now, because we do that, because your money, it's all put in the same pot, we get to be included in their eternal rewards too. We are the body of Christ, and we all have a part to play in the body. So this is our part this morning by giving of our tithes and offerings. Will you stand, please? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for this church, this Word of Faith Fellowship. I pray, Father, that you bless each gift and you bless each giver and you multiply the seed that is sown. I thank you for the outreach of this church locally and abroad, Father. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Please bring your tithes and offerings. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We serve a mighty, mighty good God. Oh, hallelujah. Let everybody just stand on their feet and just give God a hallelujah praise this morning. Because God has been good. He woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory. God, you are so good. You are so good. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, most gracious God, we have come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you, oh God, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we are asking you just continue to be with us, lead us, and guide. Holy Spirit, rise up big within each one of us, and let the word of God fall on fertile ground. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of Psalms 121. And I'm the New King James Version. His read as follows. I will lift my eyes to the hill from which come my help. My help come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keep you will not slumber. Behold, he who keep Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shield at your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and ever, even forevermore. So thanks to God this morning, I just want to focus on verse 1 through 4 and verse 8, which said, read again, I will lift my eyes unto the hill which cometh my help. My help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. In verse 8, it said, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. This morning, saints of God, just put a on those, it would be, your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. This morning, thanks God, this message is to encourage you when you need God's help. Sometimes we go through life and we feel that we can do things on our own. And then sometimes there's in our life, we just hit a rough spot and seem that there's nobody around that can help us. But this morning, thanks to God, I want to encourage you, your help is on the way. No matter what you're going through, saints of God, your help is on the way. Just wait patiently. Have faith and believe that your help is on the way. No matter what situation that you is going through, saints of God, your help is on the way. Yes, an introduction is one day a man took his young son to the top of a high hill. He pointed in every direction, north, south, east, and west. And he said, son, God's love is as big as all of this. Then the little boy looked at his father and said, just think, Dad. And we are right in the midst of it all. You see, saints of God, no matter what your problem is, God is in the mix. And all the situation, all your troubles, all your cares, God is in the mix right there with you. Don't give up, saints of God. If you don't give up on God, he definitely won't give up on you. You see, saints of God, but the trouble with our world today is that man believe a little God in a big humanity. They believe in man more than they believe in God. Man had tried to take the place of God with all of man's inventions and scientific progress. He feels that he is outgrowing the Lord. Man is being glorified and his love for God has waxed cold, and God is being pushed into the background. Yes, man being glorified and God being forgotten. But guess what, saints of God? God will not be left out. Amen. He will be magnified and glorified, even if he had to call on the rocks to give him some praise. Amen. How many here today want a rock to cry out to God, praise God, instead of you? God have been so good, even in your bad situation. God is so good, saints of God. He woke you up this morning. Amen. It wasn't yourself. It was God who woke you up. It wasn't an alarm clock. It wasn't the extra hour that you gained. It was God. Your help is on the way. You see, God will make himself known and felt in all the world and by all mankind. He is still healing. He is still opening the eyes of the blind. And he's still saving lost souls. Don't you know that God is still on the throne, saints of God? He made all things, and all things are still belongs to him. And he will reign over all of his creation. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2, 10 and 11, it said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Yes. Those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. Yes. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God, his Father. You see, saints of God, I once stood at the top of Sears Tower in Chicago a few years ago, and I could look many miles in every direction that I look. It was a exciting time, and it was a thrilling time, but still it was like a little shaky time. Because when you step out on that little glass and this lean over and lean some more and then lean some more and you're looking down, you be like, okay, come on, raise it back up. I'm saw enough. But yes, imagine, saints of God, when you up on a hill or when you go out into the mountain, up there to the mountain, you can look out hundreds and hundreds of miles and see. But that is nothing compared to our God. Amen. So you see, my vision spread to such a great distance, but I still felt quite small in the presence of Almighty God. Even at that height, with that view, nothing to block it. But just imagine seeing the world through God's eyes. You can see nothing to stop you, nothing to block you. You see, David must have felt the same way when he said in Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, I consider the heavens and the work of thy hand, the moons, the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? You see, saints of God, your help is on the way. One, because God is the God of all things. He have things already worked out, and your help is on the way. In the gospel according to John, he said in John's 1 and 3, all things were made by God, and without him, nothing was made. Man can do many wonderful things, saints of God. He can make a mighty aircraft carrier to sail on the sea, or a nuclear submarine to sail under the sea, or a great aircraft to fly above the sea. He can build a skyscraper over 110 story high. He can build a highway from one end of the country to another with bridges spanning every river and every valley. What a mighty God we serve. He can build an automobile that can speed down the highway at 120 plus miles per hour. He can build a radio that can reach 5,000 miles into the air and plucks voices from satellite and send them around the world. He can build a telephone on which you can talk for 10,000 miles away. Yes, man can build many wonderful things, but all that he build, saints of God, he must use God pre-existing material. Man can do a lot of things, but without God, he can do nothing. They tried to imitate God back years ago when they cloned this sheep named Dolly, trying to create life. But I'm telling you, saints of God, God is a mighty God. No matter what you do, even with that cloning of the sheep, they still had to use pre-existing material that God had made. See, God, he didn't have no pre-existing material. When God created the world, he made it out of nothing. He created it without the aid of any pre-existing material. When God said, when God spoke, there was light in the midst of darkness. When he spoke, the land was formed. When he spoke, the mountain and river and seas came into existence. He spoke, and the trees, the flowers, the grass began to sprout up. He spoke, the suns, the moon, the stars began to glitter in the heavens. He spoke, And the animals and the fowls began to walk and fly around the world. When he spoke, the fishes began to swim in the sea. Yes, God made and created all things that are in the world. And when he looked up on them, he said, they was good. But he thought, this is not enough, saints of God. Something is still missing. And I imagine that God said, well, the time have come that I must now make my masterpiece. And God spoke and man stood before him as the masterpiece of creation. So God made man in his divine image with a mind, a body, and a soul. And God gave man dominion over all creation. Oh, we could go on for hours, thanks to God, talking about how good God is, talking about the wonderful of God creation of man, or about what he have done, what he is doing, and what he is to do. Or don't you know that if God put us over all of his creation, that he's still watching over and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger, saints of God? Don't you know he's still feeding us when we are hungry? Don't you know he is still quenching our thirst with eternal water? Don't you know he is healing your sick body and mending your broken spirit? He will work things out for you if you love him with your whole heart, body, and soul, saints of God. Your help is on the way because God has it already worked out, and your help is on the way because he already had it worked out. Number two, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. You see, church, this is one of the most blessed promises that the Bible recorded. But many of us do not believe it. Some believers don't believe that God will work it out on your behalf. They whether call a friend, Joe Blow, Sally Ann, Sally Sue, and everybody else instead of calling on God. But I'm here to tell you and tell you, saints of God, and encourage that God has worked it out and your help is on the way. We don't believe that God is behind everything because things get rocky and still stuffy sometimes. Sometimes we feel that God can't do this for me. I'm hopeless. This situation is hopeless. But saints of God, I'm here to encourage you today that God can do all things but fail. Yes. You see, God is working it out for our good. Sometimes we go through hard times and we cannot understand why trouble come our way. I'm sure we all and had that happen in our life. Why me, God? Why is this happening? Why is this happening, God? But yet still, hallelujah, because it could have been worse. Instead of a finger, it could have been a whole arm. God is working out. Yes, it might have been sore, but I know that God is working out that it will be healed. Amen. That it be manifested. It is healed in the spirit, but be manifested in the natural. Yes. Not too long, as Jack said, don't know how to rap. Never good rapping that present or nothing else, but yet still his rap. God got it under control, saints of God. God, he got it under control. I might have wrapped it myself, but God then wrapped it in love. He had wrapped it in healing. You see, saints of God, We need to realize and look up unto the loving eyes of God and say, Lord, I put my trust in you. No matter what you're going through, saints of God, no matter how bad it may seem, tell God, God, I trust you. When things are good, tell him, God, I trust you. When things are bad, God, I trust you. No matter what your situation is, your help is on the way. You see, sometimes we go through hard times and we forget and we cannot understand why things happen the way it's happened. But we need to realize that God got it under control. Tell him, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I put my trust in thee. Even though I don't know why trouble have come upon me, even though I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know that you're going to work it out for my good. Amen. Let everybody just say that. Lord, I know you're going to work it out for my good. Yes. God going to work it out for your good, for my good, for our good, saints of God. See, the promise today is to God's children, those who love the Lord and those who are called are calling to his purpose. Do you love God today? Well, you got that promise. Are you his child? Well, you got that promise. He is working out for your good. So your help is on the way. You see, saints of God, if you're living in unrepented sin, you cannot say things are going to work out for your good. Things don't work out for your good on things doesn't work for your good on the promise of the word unless you are loving and living for the Lord. All things work for the good of them that love the Lord. In our hour of deepest sorrow and hardest of trials and greatest of temptation, we can know these words are true. Though we face the hardest things in life, we know that these things cannot change eternal word of God. No matter what you're going through, nothing can change the word of God. God has spoken it, believe it, and receive it. Amen. See, our text said all things and not just some things. Yeah. It doesn't say the pleasure things and the easy thing. It said, but all things. So when you're going through the easy lanes of life and when you're going through the hard things, hardship of life, God's going to work it out because he said all things. We can also see the good things working together for us, but let's look at the bad things working around for our good also. We cannot see this while bad things are happening, but someday we will see it because God is working it out for your good. Your help is on the way. Because, number three, God hath it all worked out and your help is on the way. The mystery of life may engulf you, but God had it all worked out. Your enemy may attack you, but God has it all worked out. Your friends may desert you, but God had it all worked out. Satan may buff you and demon beset you, but God had it all worked out. Sin may infest you and sickness may weaken you, but God has it all worked out. Sorrow may distress you and death may robbed you, saints of God, but God has all worked out. Poverty He may threaten you, but God has it all worked out. Your very own words, saints of God, may crumble at your feet. Your dreams may vanish, but God has it all worked out. Your ship may run on the ground. Raging storm may sweep down upon you, but your help is on the way. God has it all worked out for you, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, God has worked it out. Your help is on the way. Dark clouds may swallow you, but all things are working together for your good because you love the Lord. You may not see God working when you are in your darkest hour and when the demons of hell are all around you. But when you feel like God has turned his back against you, he is still there working things out. When you feel that God's face is hidden against you, he is still busy working out things for you. If you just hold out until tomorrow, everything will be all right. There's a silver lining behind every dark cloud, thanks to God. If you just hold out until tomorrow, you will see the sunshine peeping through the dark clouds because your help is on the way. Many people may pick out one bad experience in their life and wave it in the Lord's face and say, "See, Lord, I told you it's bad." Out of all the blessings that God have done for you, one thing, they're just human nature. Just one thing. You can have a car, Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, 15-room house, mansion sitting on the hill. But one thing, you'll throw it up in God's face, it go wrong. You'll miss paying your light bill. See, God? But you still were blessed. See what I'm saying, thanks to God? You still is blessed, but just one thing go wrong out of all the blessings that God have done, have given you, you'll throw it up in his face. Well, I know this wasn't going to work. I know God. It's not God. It's us. Because we're not truly believing and not truly thankful and believe that God have already worked it out and not receiving that our blessing is on the way. You see, thanks to God, just hold out. Many people may pick up, like I said, many people may pick out that one bad experience in their life. But God said that when all things begin to work together, it is a part of his divine plan. Everything has its purpose and divine places. When these things begin to work together, the results are they will all come out for our good. A diamond must be cut to bring out its beauty. Gold must be refined to bring out its purity. A vine must be pruned to bear its fruit. A piece of clay must be molded to make into a vessel. But the child of God must be cut, refined, pruned, molded to fit for our master use. God didn't say the road going to be easy. But the word did say you will have trials and tribulation. So let God mold you, use you. Whatever his plan, his master plan are. See, you see, saints of God, the process may seem hard, but we are to always set in our heart, have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yeah, and still. This is the old world. Today, this old world is in great turmoil, so thanks to God. Everything going every which way. You see, thanks to God. But the word is just fulfilling itself. Men's level of themselves. They claiming bad things being good. Good things being bad. Pulling God out of everything. It's just in a turmoil. But believe it, saints of God, God is still in control. No matter what this world and this situation that this nation is facing, God is still in control. You see, saints of God, the collective trouble of the world will work out together for the Christian good. No matter what you're going through, no matter what this nation is going through, it will work out for our good. Amen. Yes, God will work it out, and our help is on the way. It may in the meantime take some of us out of this old world into heaven, but God have all worked it out, and help is on the way. You might not see it, thanks to God, but God is working it out for our good. Our help is on the way. Isaiah 40:41 said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, saints of God, it may seem that if your hope is gone, but there is still hope because your help is on the way. You can even recall watching an old Western movie on TV and call how the wagon train would sometimes surround the host of the Indian, these old Western, how they, you know, they'd be traveling and the wild men, you know, the outlaws come, but they'll circle they ragging, making around, you know, for protection. But off in the distance, you'll hear that bugle. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. The cavalry is on the way. Saints of God, I'm here to encourage. God is on the way. Yes, circle around. Keep your faith. Because united we stand, divided we fall. We got to unite, saints of God, because God is on the way. We got to be like that old TV show, the old Western. Circle around and strengthen each other until your help is manifest in the natural. It had already worked out in the supernatural. But just hold on, saints of God. You see, like I said, they see those Indians trying to break in. They're just like us today. The enemy trying to break us down, trying to capture us, trying to defeat us. But like I said, get excited and be united. Because our help is on the way. Amen. You see, saints of God, let not your heart be troubled, for your help is on the way. David said, I will lift my eyes unto the hill from which come my help. My help come from the Lord. In the time of your trouble, despair, suffering, sickness, pain, misuse, abuse, and loneliness, lift your eyes unto the hill. There's help. There's strength in the heel of the Lord. One day when I was troubled and my heart was very laden, my soul was heavy laden, I was in trouble and did not know which way to turn. Then I remembered the Psalms, what David had said. Cry unto the Lord in the time of trouble. And I then heard the voice of David said, lift your eyes unto the help, for your help is on the way. You see, saints of God, when we is troubled, and heavy laden. Psalms 121 is a good psalm. Lift your eyes unto the hill, because all your help comes from the hill. Your help is on the way. You see, saints of God, as I get ready to close, I know that I could clearly see that little boy on the hill with his father. God being in the midst. We're right in the midst of everything. So I'm going to leave you with this, saints of God. Isaiah 40:41. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, because your help is on the way. Amen. 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 Our Father, most gracious God, we just come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for your trust. We're trusting you, O God, to continue to lead and guide us, Father God, through these weary and rough times. Father God, we know that you said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we're standing on your word and believing and trusting you that our help is on the way. And we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, to continue cover with the blood, keep it in the palm of your hand as we go forth preaching and teaching your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. In a prayer.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.